Hello and welcome. This is Love Your Life Now, podcast number 15.
Wow.
Yes. And my name is Sonia Sophie. I am here today with two of my friends and colleagues. And one of them is
Tina Thornton.
And the other one is
Sabine Isayan.
And today we will be talking about superfoods again with a focus on berries. See what comes up. So stay tuned for that. We're glad you're here. And last week we talked about nuts and nuts and seeds, and we hope that you've started to implement some of that. I've soaked my quinoa, which I had forgotten, time-wise. So planning sometimes is a very important thing to remember when you're trying to eat healthier. It's just really, you got to plan your stuff. Mm-hmm. But you can also get used to the planning. So eventually they can become a new habit. Yeah. So it doesn't always have to be this thing that you're trying to remember. So let's see now, what do we remember about berries? Why are they so good? What makes them a superfood? What types of berries are there? And how many of them should we eat? And all that good stuff. So anyone want to get started with that?
Did you guys grow up around them? Did you have them around where you... Did you have opportunities where you can go and pick berries? Because we had big blackberry fields behind where we lived.
No, in the mountains of Lebanon, there were the... Is it the boysenberries? What are those things that you brought?
Mulberries.
When we went into mountains of Lebanon, we used to just find mulberries everywhere and eat them. Oh my goodness, they were delicious.
The same ones that we brought.
Natural, wild, raised. They were the white ones and the black ones.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That was good memories.
we just had, just to let everyone know, we have a friend came to our session. We were taking a class together. And I'd never had ripe mulberries before. And he brought a whole bag. And this is the second time. He climbed up in the trees. I thought they were gone because there's places where you can grow them here. And he brought a whole, whole bag. And just opening up and sharing them with, we go into this kid-like experience with berries, and our bodies are responding to just how naturally superior in terms of nutrition they are to probably any other food that we can take in. But we had, one gal was giving it out to her mechanic, the kids were into it, she was into it. It was so fascinating to watch. We naturally are drawn to berries. We're naturally finding a rich experience. Did you, in Germany, what was growing around you?
Yeah, so we have wild blueberries, a lot of them, and some wild strawberries. So if you're going into the woods, you get that. But we also have poisonous berries in Germany. One of them is called birdberry, if you were to translate. It would be the bird berry. It's a red berry. It looks really great. And a matter of fact, since you said, we're drawn to berries, there are so many different plants that have some kind of a fruit that looks like a berry. Uh-huh. And in Germany, a lot of them growing, and you can't eat all of them. You cannot eat all of them. So you have to always ask the question when you see a wild berry somewhere, is this a berry that, is going to be good, or is this a berry that's going to be bad for me? There is another berry that I'm just remembering now that you're mentioning it that I don't have the English term for. I don't think I've ever seen it here, but it grows on a tree. It's dark blue as well. It looks like mini grapes. The way that it grows, it looks like tiny, tiny little grapes. And you make a juice, a syrup out of it that is really, really healthy. I did
elderberry?
That actually once.
Would it be elderberry?
Could the be tiny elderberry, little, tiny dark blue. Right?
They will be growing. There's some on the ranch. We'll take you there.
So, I want to see if that's the same one.
Yeah.
This particular berry is supposed to be not good for you when you're eating it raw, but once you turn it into this syrup, or once you boil it, you cook
elderberry.
It, then it's really, really healthy for you. And people used to use it as a medicine, back when. This was in an old book. I found this recipe once, and I was only 12 or 13, so I picked the berries and I made this juice. It was pretty fun. Now, also, we have a lot of berries, currants, black currants and red currants, and that's something that I'm not seeing a lot in California at all. I see red currants once in a while, very expensive in the store. Never seen black currants. Anyone sell black currants here? But we had black currant and red currant bushes in our yard at some point. tons of them. So those berries, and you know, the way you eat them, we would make a lot of baked goods with them, or you know, or you make a jam out of it. I don't know, but really the healthier way to eat them is in the raw form.
Yeah.
So if we can eat the berry as raw as possible.
So
when we say raw, the first thing I want to caution everybody about, if it's not in the wild, that's not some a berry that's not grown in the wild, you want to make sure it's 100% organic, because berries are one of those foods that absolutely absorb the pesticides and herbicides. And it's kind of, when I look at it now, I feel like it's kind of you're eating poison, really, instead of eating something that's healing, nurturing. It's quite a poison because it's like a sponge. So berries are kind of sponge. They absorb all the pesticides. So you want to make sure that 100% organic and not sprayed. And it's better not to eat them when they're not organic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other option is I always find frozen organic strawberries and blueberries and all the berries to put me in my smoothies. So that's another option, way to go if you can't find organic berries.
And even if you have a question about organic berries, about how that's better, if in the farming method too, what's found with the plants, when they're getting a full complement of everything that they need in the soil, the plant doesn't have the propensity to pull up the toxins and pull up things in the soil that, say, something that's conventionally grown that has just, you know, a few the nitrogen, hydrogen, and just those components, but you're getting a full complement. So it's just the superior, it's just a exponentially superior nutritional profile. So the organic piece is going to make a huge, huge difference.
So berries that you know, everybody knows the strawberry. And so I'll just say here, this is from the book, The Food Doctor, Healing Foods for Mind and Body. And by Vicky Edgson and Ian Marber. And they kind of, you know, put out just the most important thing to know about a food, a fruit or a vegetable. So for strawberries, for instance, the nutrients would be vitamin A, C, K, beta carotene, folic acid and potassium. And the benefits would be anti-cancer, antiviral and antibacterial. So when you think about that, a berry being antibacterial, being antiviral, that just, you know, that's basically spelling strong immune system.
The strawberries, I just heard is all the seeds for the strawberry are outside the fruit. It's one of the few ones.
The seeds
are outside. And so when you eat them, those seeds, actually toxins get attached to those seeds and they get pulled out of your body. So
If we can go down, you brought up a fantastic point about the strawberries and being anti-cancer. If we can go there for a second, one of the things that came out, if you got to see the documentary series, did you guys get to see the Truth About Cancer docuseries?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys can do that are listening. You can go on YouTube and take a look at the Truth About Cancer. And it's an 11 part series. Fantastic information. One of the things that comes up, you know, when we hear about people going through, they have a tumor, they go to the doctor, they go through chemotherapy, and they see the tumor shrink. What's actually happening, which was fascinating, is the non-cancerous stem cells are what's actually being killed and released in this process. So they're seeing a tumor shrink, but they don't realize that small little bit of tumor left, those are the cancer-causing stem cells. They are being weaponized by the chemotherapy process.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the extraordinary things that will allow the body to grab those cancer stem cells and get them out of the body would be strawberries, berries. The ellagelic acid in the berries will actually go in and pull out the cancerous causing, the cancer stem cells. Berries are such an incredible, incredible food in this way.
So thanks for that explanation on how are strawberries anti-cancer, right? How does
organic,
that happen?
For sure.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the raspberry for a second. in Germany, I don't know how that is here, because when I was pregnant or when I was about to have my baby, I flew over to Germany and to make sure I have it over there in the type of hospital that I wanted to have it in. And they, of course, they were talking about raspberry tea, drinking raspberry tea a couple days before you have the baby to start with the production of the breast milk or to, right?
Yeah.
So here it says in the book, for raspberries, it says the nutrients are calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, vitamin B3, and vitamin C. And as benefits, number one, helps expel mucus.
Wow.
Phlegm and toxins. So again, the antitoxin, right? Now, excellent for female reproductive health. So that's why I'm thinking about the, oh yeah, they did make me drink the raspberry tea in order to help stimulate the milk flow,
that's
right?
True.
And that really helped, yeah. Raspberries relieve menstrual cramps.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Raspberry leaf tea reduces nausea in pregnancy. So I guess also if I would have been nauseated, which I never was, I could have also had raspberry tea for that. So who would have known, right? Raspberries. So if you're pregnant, eat raspberries. Lots of them. Or drink raspberry
tea. You know,
this
is great that you're reading these, because I always kind of categorized all berries in one thing. You know, they're all, okay, high antioxidants, very high nutrients, cleansing, all that. But to understand each one, the value of each one, and using it that way in your life, depending on how you're feeling, what your needs are, this is awesome.
Yeah, well, yeah. You wouldn't say a cashew is the same as an almond.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But we all kind of tend to do that with the berries. Right. I agree. We tend to really kind of put them all in. Yeah, it's just berries. But so then the blueberries, you know, it says nutrients here. The highlight is just the vitamin C and the beta carotene, you know, not much of the other stuff. But then as a benefit, also a laxative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, blueberry as a laxative.
Right.
Interesting. Blood cleanser. Right?
Really?
Improves the circulation, benefits the eyesight. And again, you know, of course, an antioxidant. So really, that's why you need to eat the strawberries, the raspberries, and the blueberries.
All of them. I'm going to eat more blueberries because my eyes have not been doing well.
Find what's growing around you.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Did you have black raspberries too?
Let's
growing
see
around you? I mean, growing around you,
we did. But you know what? I didn't particularly like them when I was younger.
Black raspberries.
Now, here in the book, the picture is a black raspberry. The word is black currant. So I'm not quite sure, but a black currant looks more like a blueberry. But this picture here, this is definitely
like
a raspberry, black raspberry. So here it says nutrients. It says calcium, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, beta carotene, and vitamin C. Mm. And then for benefit, it says tonic and blood cleanser. Relieves diarrhea.
Wow.
Interesting. And
but
also you have
so
the
much.
Extra, you have the big seeds also in the black raspberry, right?
Yeah.
And they were, for me, they weren't sweet enough as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I like them.
Do you want to repeat the name of this book? I really like the way it's set up, where you have the picture, the name. It's, you know, most books you have to go dig for them, or if you Google it.
Here you have, and so that the listeners know, in the beginning, you have a picture of the fruit, and it just kind of says nutrient benefit. And then in the back of the book, it goes into, you know, if you have inflammation, it explains that. If you have digestive issues, and it gives some recipes and things as well. So, yes, so the name of the book is The Food Doctor, Healing Foods for Mind and Body by Vicki Edgson. It's Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, Edgson, E-D-G-S-O-N, and Ian Marber, I-A-N, Marber, M-A-R-B-E-R. So, yeah, I really like this book because of this, because I can just look at, all right, what was about the peach? What was it about the peach? What was it about the pumpkin seed? So here we get also cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberries, another big one to talk about.
Huge.
Potassium, beta carotene, vitamin C. And here it says excellent for the respiratory system. Kills bacteria and viruses in the kidneys, bladder, and of course urinary tract.
Right, that's why they always recommend that.
Right, and
you
it really says kills bacteria.
That's
I like
awesome.
That. You know, it's not antibacterial. It kills bacteria. So cranberries, the problem with the cranberry is it usually comes with a lot of sugar around here.
Oh, and that's not how it is raw. Yeah, that's right.
Raw cranberry juice is very different than the ones sold in regular supermarkets. So I'm interested here. Interesting. Usually, traditional doctors here don't recommend any foods for healing, but this is the one thing that they do. If people have urinary infections, kidney infections, they do recommend this. But I think they sometimes forget to tell you what kind of cranberry juice to drink.
Yeah,
which is the raw, non-sweetened.
Yeah, don't eat the Thanksgiving jelly.
Yeah.
No.
That's not really
good. No. Yeah. You can see people too walking around. Gout can be pretty common and people experiencing tremendous pain in the feet. Black cherries. Can you want to pull up black cherries and just how that is immensely helpful in that whole process?
Well, I have here cherries as a whole. They don't here in the book differentiate. But as nutrient, it lists calcium, phosphorus, vitamin C, and then as benefits, antispasmodic, relieves headaches, juice fights gout.
Wow, what you just said, Tina.
Great. Natural antiseptic.
Oh, and it's natural dramatic. I mean, when I've seen people, these are people that aren't even plugged into the whole nutrition piece, just getting that dark cherry juice can mean, you know, a transformation in their health just from that alone.
Yeah.
Even if they can't have access to them.
I had read somewhere else about the cherry in particular that is also very anti-inflammatory. So for athletes who are working out and who are sore from working out, for faster recovery, they are recommending that you eat cherries. Because some people, I would never do this, but some people are taking aspirin for faster recovery after workouts, right? So instead of an aspirin, because a cherry actually has the same functioning properties.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would rather eat a bag of cherries.
Of course.
And so it's anti-inflammatory and helps relieve muscle aches after heavy workouts or headaches, as they stated in the book. And that's why, because it has some of the same things that they're using in aspirin, except you get the natural version of that
without the side effects.
Yeah,
this is really, really great information.
And some of them too, like in the list, you were saying calcium, that it has calcium. So if you're making smoothies in the audience and you're incorporating berries, a squirt of lemon will allow the body to uptake the calcium much more efficiently, so you can actually amplify the effect of the berries by just a squirt of citrus, the lemon or grapefruit or whatever it is you want to squirt in your smoothie, and it'll allow you to uptake it more efficiently.
Or if you don't want to put it in your smoothie for some reason, if you drink it right before or right after, kind of separate as a lemonade.
You could do that.
I know people who don't like to have a lemon in their smoothie.
And my daughter loves with everything. She wants that squirt of lemon.
Yeah, I love that taste too. Yeah. But if you know,
it doesn't have to be much.
Just have the tiniest bit. Around the same time also. Just
that's true.
Drink it.
Great. And if you get them frozen, I mean, granted, if you do use frozen berries, especially if not a lot's growing around you, or you don't have access to farmers markets, you will lose. It'll get to be about maybe 66% enzymes, but it's still, you're getting beneficial enzymes. So don't worry if you need to incorporate frozen berries.
Yeah, right. And then just eat twice as many of them.
Right.
So smoothies is a great way, or just eating them plain. What we want to avoid is thinking that we're going to bake a cake or going to bake a muffin with some blueberries in it and still get the same benefit. And, you know, but many of us who are getting into nutrition were realizing that, of course, but some people, it's kind of out there, you know, there's a blueberry muffin and it's being sold to you as this is the healthier muffin because it has some blueberries in it.
Many times it's not even blueberries.
Exactly. That's the other thing. But even if it is a real blueberry or was a real blueberry at one point, the baking and has, you know, diminished it so far so that the actual muffin itself does not qualify as a health food anymore.
And the berry is sugar and acid at that point.
Yeah. So that doesn't count. And so the best way to eat them is in their rawest form.
Mm-hmm.
So you could blend them up in a smoothie, or if you're having a fresh pressed type of juice, although you always want to be, as we mentioned in another podcast, you want to be careful with fruit juices, where they're coming from, how much sugar has been added, and all those types of things.
You want to make sure, you get the fiber with it.
Yeah, fiber, or if you are having pomegranate juice, for instance, It's also, it's not really a berry, but you know, that's a juice that kind of comes from something that kind of looks like a berry. Is good. Just make sure that it's plain, pure,
unpasteurized.
Yeah, you're not mingled with. But as for berries, you know, frozen or fresh, throw them in your smoothie or eat them fresh like that. That's how I prefer to eat my strawberries. Just
or climb like that mulberry tree in your backyard.
So, what do you think of the dried mulberries?
I like them. I still think you have antioxidant properties. Uh-huh. People get a little bit nervous about the sugar content.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like we're so much nitpicking in terms of nutrition just to get them in and to maybe not be so, you know, is this the very best way to get that berry in?
Yes.
But just
exactly.
Those, just where the nutrition theories kind of overlap is just getting more fruits and
vegetables,
berries, seeds, nuts.
Right, right.
And create that kind of language, I think.
So, good point, because we're out of time here, but dried berries are also good berries.
Yeah.
Right.
So if that's the only form that you can get them in, then just have them dried. Try to make sure that there, again, isn't any much other stuff that's been put onto the berry, and also dried cherries.
Yeah.
Very, very healthy.
Yes, always read labels. Make sure that's the only ingredient. It's the berry.
Exactly.
No sugar added, no...
oil, sunflower oil, all kinds of weird
things.
Or
preservatives. There's all these kinds of weird names that they put on ingredient lists. So
and with that being said, you know, just go and enjoy the berries. Summer is here. It is happens to be berry season right now. So go eat them, as many of them as you can, as pure as you can. And we will see you again next week, where we will talk about another type of superfood, which we'll tell you when we get there. So come back and find out. Have a great week. This was Love Your Life Now number 15. Woohoo! See you next week. Bye.